We've heard lots of hype about Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and you may have missed hearing about Midnight Merriment. It's just one of the events promoting local shopping in the Granite State. Marketing hype has brought crowds to the chain stores in recent years, and cities and towns are increasingly using similar marketing to get people downtown for big events. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, is here. The paper recently featured a story on holiday festivities and cities like Concord and Manchester hoping to bring an economic boost to their downtowns. Manchester will be having their holiday parade and getting people into downtown Manchester this weekend. But Amy, it's not really just about parades and holiday concerts anymore.
No, it's really about ginning up the same kind of excitement for shopping in downtown independent retail shops as, you know, people have on Black Friday for shopping in the big box stores. In fact, one local retail shop owner said that these events are their Black Friday, but without the fistfights or pepper spray.
Yeah, so tell me about Concord's Midnight Merriment.
Well, this is happening tonight, Friday night, from about 6 o'clock to midnight. Most of the shops in downtown Concord are participating. They're going to be open for at least part of that. And so they're really mixing this idea of bringing everyone downtown to shop with a lot of other holiday events. You know, there'll be kids will be able to meet Santa. There'll be carolers. One of the local churches is going to be serving fresh roasted chestnuts. So it's a way to get in the holiday spirit with a lot of events, but then also with the shopping component.
And how does it translate into sales? I mean, how does it work?
You know, I was talking to a shop owner who had opened last year, a couple months before Christmas, and she said for her, Midnight Merriment completely exceeded her expectations. You know, she did great on that night, didn't get to leave the register for about 5 hours, and thought that she really, you know, got a lot of people to find out about her business from that night, and that the holidays overall for her represented about 30% of her business for the year. So, you know, holidays really are, we always sort of think of it in terms of it being an important day for the bigger stores. But for independent retailers, it's a big season, too.
So when we talk about buying local, we're not just talking about buying goods at retail shops. We're also talking about local crafts and local food, too.
Oh, absolutely. Out in Milford, they're actually holding an event on Saturday that kind of brings all of these elements together. It's their Jingle Downtown Holiday Stroll and Holiday Fairs. And so this, you know, brings together this shopping component. They're going to have their downtown shops are going to have demonstrations and tastings and sort of be open similar to the Midnight Merriment, but during the day. And then at the same time, about 10 local organizations, churches and other groups like that are going to be holding their holiday fairs. If you've passed by a church in the last month or so, you've probably seen a sign for a holiday fair. These are really big this time of year. So there are going to be 10 of them going on at once, all kind of from about 9 to 2. And at each site, you can park and then take a free shuttle to the other sites. And that shuttle will also take you to the Milford Town Hall, where they're holding their indoor farmers market. So you can be buying direct from farmers there. And then they're pairing that with some other holiday type events, a production of a Christmas carol later in the afternoon, and then also a tree lighting in the evening.
And going local can mean supporting a nonprofit as well, right?
Yes, for the Friends of the Nashua Symphony, they're holding one of their big fundraisers of the year this year. It's their Holiday House Tour. This is running Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. For them, this is an event that they do. They've been doing this for about 25 years. They try to pick different houses each year that have interesting features. This year, one of them has a really interesting art collection. Another one has some glass work from the 1920s. It's really to bring fans of the symphony into this event, raise a little money to help out the symphony. There's also going to be music at different stops along the way. So an afternoon of entertainment for a good cause.
We'll have links to the events we've talked about today at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great weekend.